But, you know, over 7.5 years, you have ups and downs. You just hope it doesn't come so early. Okay. So we are on to the Maisa Bechasid Echa, the story of Chesamir Beis. Shinasan dinner la ani be'erev Rosh Hashanah. And they gave a dinner to the Ani, good morning, good morning. And they gave a dinner to an Ani on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Bishani Betzaris. We saw this part, the first part already. In a hunger, Yavahikinitasa Ishtai, and his wife got upset with him. He went to sleep in the Beis HaKvaris, which is not a simple thing. People discuss it. What was he doing there? Beis Yosef discusses whether or not he was Derish HaLameisim. And also there's an Indian of being a Shaita. Someone who sleeps in Beis HaKvaris is called a Shaita. And they say, HaChasid. Chasid is not, it's just a random person. It's either Rabbi Huda ben Eloy. So the Marsha deals with all these questions, as do many other people.
Morning.
Good morning, good morning. And he heard two spirits talking to each other. What were spirits doing? Well, is it a ruach? Is it a nefesh? Neshama? Different issues in this Gemara. Amr chadel chaverta. One, apparently, there were two young girls talking to each other. One said to her friend, "Chaverti, my friend, bo'u, let us go. V'noshut b'olam, let's float around the world." So there is such a thing as ghosts. V'nishma me'acher ha'pargut, and let us listen behind the pargut, behind the curtain that separates between this world and the next world. Ma'puranias b'olam. Apparently, I don't know if every body that's dead leaves behind a spirit that can float around. Could be maybe these two girls specifically. There is such a Gemara elsewhere that discusses a girl who died young, and she wasn't supposed to die young, so her spirit stayed on this world for the amount of time that she was supposed to be here. So she was like a ghost, but then it went into the next world. So apparently these two spirits are talking to each other, and let's hear what's going on. Ma'purani is by the way, what's going to be punishments in the next world? And it was Rosh Hashanah by night. Not sure why specifically there's going to be Rosh Hashanah. It was talking about punishments of the world. So Amr la chaverta, her friend said, "Eini yechela, I am unable to she'ani because I kavura am buried b'machzela shel kanim in a mat of reeds. Elulchiat, you go. Umasha at shemaas, and this that you hear, whatever you hear, you'll tell me. Umasha at shemaas, I'm really, you will tell me. Haucha he, so the first girl went bishata and she floated around Uba, and then she came back with Amrla Chaverta, and her friend said to her, Chaverti, my friend, Mashamat Mechare Hapargud, what did you hear from behind the curtain? What did you hear that's gonna happen this coming year? And Amrla, she said back, Shamaati, I heard, Shekol Hazoyreya Beravia Rishena, whoever plants in the first part of the Gemara in Tainus that discusses the different times of the rains when they're supposed to come. So whoever plants their crops in the Revio Rishaina, so their crops are going to be strong by the time a bad hailstorm comes, and it's going to be too firm, and it's going to everybody who planted during that time is going to suffer during their crops are going to suffer. So Malkai, so now of course there is such a thing as Hashem has a unique judgment for every single person. But it could be that somebody will make their money elsewhere. But Al Kalpanim, there's going to be a terrible windstorm, let's say on, you know, November 3rd. So whoever planted too early in the season is going to suffer. If you didn't plant that early yet, so then the crops are going to be young enough that they'll be able to survive the windstorm. And this hailstorm. So Halachu, he went, Vizara Beravyashniya, he went and he planted in the later part of the year, the next month. Shalkai La'ilam Kulay Laka, everybody else's crops got damaged. Shalai, his, Lay Laka, this chassid's crops did not get damaged. Lishonah Ha'acharis, the next year, Halach Velon Bebesikoros, he did the same thing. He's like, let me go and sleep in the Bebesikoros. I had a good tip, an economic tip last year, insider trading. And Vishama Isai Shtei Ruchas, he heard those two spirits talking again, Shemasabrazumzu. And again Amr Khadil Khaverta, again one said to the friend, Bowie, let us go, Vinoshid Bailam, let us float around the world, Vinishma Mayakhara Pagar, and let us hear from behind the curtain, Ma Puranias Balailam, what punishments are coming to the world. And again Amr La Khaverti and again the friend said, Khaverti, my friend, Loikacha Marti Loch, did I not tell you any Yechaila? I am unable to she'ani kvura b'mechzel shalkanim. I am buried in a mat of reeds. What's the problem with being buried in a mat of reeds? As far as I understand, she was just embarrassed. Ella lechiat, you go umasha at shemas, and what you hear, bo'iva amrili, you'll tell me. Holcha, so this first spirit went v'shata. She floated around dubav amra lechaverta. She came back, and her friend said to her, chaverti, my friend, mashemat meachori pargad. What did you hear from behind the curtain? And amrla, she said, shemati, I heard shekol hazoyreya beravia shniya. Whoever is going to plant this year, in the second rainfall, she dafin malka isoy. They will be get hit by a wind. She dafin. Shidafin is a type of It is a wind, but it's not a regular wind because it's it only damages crops that are not. I don't think it's a wind. I think it's more of like a disease.
He translates here a dry wind.
A dry wind, really?
Yeah.
So Malka, because Rashi said only damages soft crops. It doesn't damage hard crops. So I would think it's more of like a superheat or something like that. I don't know specifically wind, but something that will that a sturdier tree or crop will be able to survive, whereas a harder crop. I remember from last this shidofen is a word that happens all the time. It's art school for some reason translates as blasted. I never understood it. Some of these things that they have certain words that they translate which I don't know what they mean. Like there's a word that means rocket, and there's a word that so there's a word that means blast. They translate as blasted, right?
Blasted by it.
Blasted by it, yeah. So I don't know what that means. It's a word that comes up all over shidofen. So I've checked it up other times, but so shidofen. So it's I think it's some sort of heat related thing that can destroy a crop that is young, but a sturdier crop will be able to survive such a thing. So therefore, it's better to plant earlier this year. So halach v'zor b'ravi rishon, he went, he planted in the first part. Shel kol ha'olam kulei, everybody else's nishdaf got ruined by this dry wind. V'shaloi, and his loy nishdaf did not get ruined. Amalai ishtai. So now, for the second year in a row, he survived a global calamity. So Amalai ishtai, his wife said to him, v'pnei ma ishtakir, why? Ishtakir is last year. V'pnei ma, or last week, whatever, but it means last. So v'pnei ma ishtakir, why last year? Shel kol ha'olam kulei loka, the entire world got damaged. V'shalcha, le loka. Probably the correct is shalach because it's Aramaic, but we'll say shalcha because of Hebrew. And yours did not get damaged. And now this year, the entire world's nishdaf got blasted. And yours didn't. So he told her, I have insider training. I listen to the ghosts. He told her the whole thing. Remember 2 years ago, you got angry at me. I had to sleep in the basic kvaras. So I heard things. Last year, I went on purpose. Amru, they said, it wasn't too many days. It wasn't a small amount of days. Ad shenafla ketata ben ishtei shel oisei chassid. Between a fight broke out between the wife of that chassid. Apparently she didn't only fight with her husband. Ubein imay shel oisei riva. And the mother of that young girl. Riva is a young girl. Which is the girl named Riva. That's what it means. Amra la, so this woman, using every insult she had in her bag, said, L'chi go v'erech biteich she... Let's go, I'll show you your daughter is buried in a mat of reeds. You don't even treat your dead properly. So she used that as an insult. Okay. The next year, this chassid went to sleep again in the basic course. He wanted to get more insider training. And again, he heard those two spirits talking to each other. And Amr la chaverti, and one of them said, chaverti, my friend, bo'u v'noshet ba'ilam, come, let us float around in the world. V'nishma, and we will hear my achera pa'ayu. Good morning, and we will hear behind the curtain. Ma'poran is ba'ilam, what punishments are going to come to the world this year? And Amr la chaverti, and the second spirit responded, chaverti, my friend, hanichanu. Dvarim shebini lebeinech. Let us leave these matters between me and you. Kvar nishmu ubeinechaim. Apparently, our conversations were being heard amongst the live, and therefore, let us not talk about these things anymore. So again, I don't know exactly. There is such a thing called derech shalameisim, and it is possible to. It is definitely possible to. These ruchos do exist. Again, I don't know if it's everybody or certain people, but these things are definitely around. Alma, what we see is Yadi. We see now, how did this girl know that her mother took an insult because she was buried in a mat of reeds? It must be that she knows what's going on this planet. This is the purpose of the whole story. Whether or not the Mesim, dead people, know what's going on this planet. We see that this girl responded to her friend, hey, somebody heard about our conversations because somehow they found out on this world that I'm buried in a mat of reeds and my mother got insulted because of it. So apparently she did hear about it. And the Gemara says, no proof. Because maybe really dead people don't know what goes on in this world. How did this girl know? Because maybe between that fight and the next Rosh Hashanah, somebody else died and went to the land of the spirits and informed this spirit that her mother has been made fun of. Perhaps another person died. Va'azul went. Va'amalahu went and told them. No proof. Tashima, the Gemara tries again. Ziri, hame mafkid zuze gabi ush pizchte. Ziri, another proof, another story. Ziri, one time, deposited money. By the way, whenever we have these stories, these glimpses of stories, it's always kedai, and I do this every time, to remember how different these gedolim were than us. We think that they're like, you know, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he's like, not to put down Rabbi Moshe, but I'm saying, but even if you choose the biggest gadol we know, Rabbi Aaron, the Chafetz Chaim, these people were definitely great, but we have to always realize that the Amoraim were on a completely different level than us and anybody we're familiar with. The one or two stories that we have about them shed light, that they lived on a different plane. Like, they had no problem, we're going to see a story now, they had no problem with going and quickly asking a question of the dead. Like, these people were not on our level, and it's good every now and then to remember that. These were not just plain Gedolim. These people, to us, they're on the level of Malachim. Tashima, the Ziri have a mafkid zuzi gabe ush. That's of course saying that they have bechira and they could have sinned. Yes, of course. But on our level, they were like malachim. Tashima, the Ziri have a mafkid zuzi gabe ush piz chisei. Ziri deposited money by his hostess. Ad the asi va'azel lebei rav, when he went to go, while he was in yeshiva, shechiva, she died. Azel basra lechatzar mavis. He went after her into the courtyard of the dead to inquire after the money. Amrullah, he said to her, Zuzi Heicha, where's the money? Like, no problem. I'm just going to step out in the chatzar hamavah, so I'll ask her. Amrullah, Zil, she responded, go, Shaklinahu mitute bitzinura didasha. Go and take it from underneath the door, the hinge on the door. In other words, where the door swings on its pivot, you go over here, I hid it under there. Beduch plan in a certain place. And by the way, ve'emala le'ima, do you mind telling my mother, tishterli misar ko'i v'gubsoi dekuchla, can she send my comb and my makeup tube, bahadi planisa, with this certain person, the Aisi Lamacher, that he's coming also to the Schatzer Movis tomorrow. So if you don't mind sending my comb. Rashi says that she was a young girl when she died, and therefore, because she was so sad, that's why she said this. But, benkech or benkech, we find his money. But what do we see from here? The Gemara wants to prove that she sees from here that she knew who was going to die. She knew who was going to die the next day. Alma Yadi, we see she knows. And it's kind of hard to understand because where do we see? We don't really see that she knew what was happening. We see that she knew what was going to happen. So I'm not sure the Gemara's raya was. Okay, the Gemara says, Dilma Duma Kadim Umachir Zlahu. Duma, which is a malach, who is the one who is in charge of the dead bodies, told her that tomorrow somebody else is coming. So, therefore, that's how she knows. But other things that are going on amongst the Chaim, whether or not somebody got insulted, whether or not somebody had to try harder for something, that they don't know. So Duma is a name, Kodim preceded Umachriz Lehu and announced that, guess what, everybody, tomorrow we're getting a new visitor. This person is coming. So the whole Chatzar Mavis got excited. You know, this superstar is coming. But it says, but when Nebuchadnezzar died, everybody was terrified. So, like, you know who else is coming to the Chatzar Mavis. So, okay. Tashema, the Avuah de Shmuel, Haveka Mafkadi Gabe Zuzadi asked me, Avuah de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, where it was deposited by him, money of Yisraimim. Kinach Nafshe, when he died, Loi Havi Shmuel Gabe. Shmuel was not by him, so Shmuel missed his father's Patira, but he didn't have information on where the money was hidden. So Havika Karile, they were calling Shmuel Bar, the son of Achel Zuzadi asked me, he who eats the Zuzim, the money of Yisraimim. Which is obviously not a great thing to call Gedolim, but apparently these things are not new to our generation. Azal Abasrei, so Shmuel went after his father, after him, L'chatzar Mavis, to again this courtyard of death. Amrlehu, he said to him, Ba'inan Abba, I would like to speak to Abba, please. Amrulei, Abba, Tuva Ika Hacha. The person Abba, there's a bunch of Abbas. You gotta have a last name. Amrulehu, Ba'ina Abba Bar Abba. I would like to speak to Abba. His father's name was also Abba. Amrulei, sorry, Abba Bar Abba Nami, Tuva Ika Hacha. There's a bunch of them. Tons of Abba Bar Abbas. Amr, it's like, sometimes you get an aliyah with the same name as somebody else. Amrulehu, Ba'inan, I was in Detroit Yeshiva, and every Bein Ezmanim, I used to go there. Detroit Yeshiva has like 250, 300 people that daven there. And every Bein Ezmanim, I used to get a very chashuv aliyah. From the time I got married. And I used to think, like, okay, on Yontif. All right, I guess my father-in-law, my father-in-law davens there. I guess they're doing it for my father-in-law, they're doing it for me. I'm a young kid. And year after year after year, I got one of the most chashuv aliyahs. Until one time, literally 10 years in, again, at the end, I see one of the richest guys in Detroit walking towards the Bima. And I'm like, oh man, he has the same name as me. I've been stealing his aliyah for 10 years. Anyway, so there's a bunch of people named Abba Bar Abba. So, Ikaha, Amar Lahu, Ba'inan Abba Bar Abba. And it was afterwards, I went over to him, we made it. He Taka knew that I stole his aliyah for the last 10 years. Amar Lahu, Ba'ina Abba Bar Abba. I would like to speak to Abba Bar Abba. Avuah de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel. Heicha, where is he? Amrulei, oh, him? He's not here. He went already to the yeshiva. Solik l'masifta derekia. He already left the masifta derekia. So we see that there's a difference between the place of Chatzar Mavis and the masifta derekia. Ad hachi, so while they were waiting to get him from the masifta derekia, apparently it's this place that you could see, Chazya l'Levi, he saw Levi, the great sage Levi, the Yosef Abaroi, that he was sitting outside the masifta. He's like, what are you doing outside? Amalei, Amaya Savta Abaroi, why are you sitting outside? My time Eloi Salakta, why are you not inside? Amalei, so Levi responded, the Amri Li, they told me, Kol, and there was a famous story in Ksubis where Rabbi Levi refused to go into Rabbi Ephes's shir, because they were almost the same age, so he said, I'm not going into your shir. He learned outside. So Kol Kihanach Shani, all those years, Doloy Salikas Lamasifta de Rabbi Efes, all those years that you did not go into the yeshiva of Rabbi Efes, and you not insulted him, but you v'achalishte l'daite, literally means you weakened his mind, but you got him upset, because Lamaisa, you're giving a shir, it's nice to have somebody come to your shir. I know I give a shir in Skokie, so for weeks, Baruch Weinberg used to come to the shir. So it's a good feeling. I imagine he would sit out, I'm not going to Yashir one day. It's not kishmaka feeling. So all those years that, even though we're definitely, I mean, he can give a good cheer also, I'm saying we're definitely equals in that. So you're right, you're equals, but you still should have gone to his shir. So, and all those years that you didn't go to his shir, v'achalishte l'dayte, loy ma'ayalinan l'cha l'masifta derikia. We're not going to let you come into the masifta of the rikia. Fine. Ad hachi v'achi, while they were shmoozing, asa avua, out came his father from the masifta. Chazit havika bachi va'achich. So Shmuel saw, he saw the havika bachi, that he was crying and laughing. Va'achich, and laughing. Amalei my taima kabachis. So Shmuel asked him, why are you laughing? Why are you crying? Amalei de la'agal ka'asis. Very shortly, Rashi says la'agal is a word that means very shortly. So de la'agal ka'asis. Very shortly, you will be here. Okay? Meaning, he foretold that he's going to die very shortly. My time achichas, and why are you laughing? Because the chashivas bahai almatuva, because you are so chashiv in this world. So I'm happy for you. Amar lei ichashivna. So Shmuel says, if I am indeed so chashiv, again he wasn't sure about his chashivas. Na'ayaluha lelevi. So I would like to use my pull to allow Levi into the yeshiva. So va'ayaluhu, they allowed Levi. Va'ayaluhu Levi, they brought Levi in. Amar lei, now he said, okay, now more pressing matters. Zuzi de yas mehecha, where did you hide the zuzi of the yisraimim? Amar lei, he said, zil go shaklin hu ba'am so derechaya, go and take it, iloi v'tato, ba'am so derechaya, go and take it from underneath the mill. Iloi v'tato, you're going to see three bundles of money. The top one and the bottom one is didan. Iloi, and the top one v'titoi, and the bottom one is didan, is ours. Umitziyoi, and the middle one is diyasmi, belongs to the yisraimim. Amalei, my time of Avdasachi, why did you hide it in such a fashion? Amalei, he said, responded, I genuve ganve, because if thieves find it, they'll only take the top one. They'll find the top one and they'll run. Mi ganvu mi didan, they'll steal from ours. And if it starts to get moldy, the bottom one will go first. Di achla ara, So I was protecting it in the best way possible. What we see, though, at the end of the story, again, shedding a drop of light on who these Amoraim were, but at the same time, Alma, we see that Shmuel's father knew what was going on in the world. Alma Diyadi. We see that Shmuel, his father, knew, Rashi says, that we see who was Chashev amongst the live people. Now, I really don't really understand, because it says that you're Chashev in High Alma, meaning in the next world. So how does he know that he was Chashev on this world? That I don't know. But Rashi seems to say that we see who's Chashev amongst the live. Also, how long earlier did Shmuel's father die that he should know that he's Chashev amongst the live? I mean, it sounds like he died very recently. So the fact that he knew that he was Chashev, I mean, if he's Chashev on this world, that he already knew. Elamai, he meant Chashev in the next world. Well, that's the next world. So this Raya, I really don't understand. So Alma Diyadi, the Gemara says, Dilma Shaini Shmuel, perhaps Shmuel was different. Kevan de Chashev, since he was so Chashev, Kadmi Umachrazi, they preceded him and they announced also, Penu Makim, clear a space. This stander over here is going to be for Shmuel, he's coming tomorrow. So, but again, we see that the Masifta de Rekia is a real place. Like, it's different than the Chatzar Mavis. What happens? I don't know, hopefully we'll find out later rather than sooner. In the next world. Va'avram Yainasan, and also Rabbi Yainasan Hadarbe. So Rabbi Yainasan, who the Gemara finishes bringing Raya's, all the Raya's that they brought were knocked out. But nevertheless, but Rabbi Yainasan himself, who originally was the one who started this whole conversation because he walked in the basic forest with his tzitzis out, Hadarbe, he retracted the Amr Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yainasan, Minayin Lameisim Shemesaprim Imze. How do we know that the dead converse with each other? Shenemar Vayemar Hashem Elov, and Hashem said, Zoysar Sashunishbati Avram Litzik Yaakov Lemor. This is the land that I swore to your father. Hashem is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the land that I swore to your father, to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, saying. What is lamar? My lamar. What does it mean, saying? So the Gemara adds in, a medrash, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Lech Emor Lahem. Lamar means, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov that the Shvua that I swore to them, Shvua, Shenishbati Lochem, Kvar Kiyam Tia L'Pneichem, I was mekayim it to the to your sons. Now, says the Gemara, continuing the proof, if you hold that they don't understand anything, ki amar lahu, when Moshe Rabbeinu would go tell them something, my havi, what would, they wouldn't affect anything. So the Gemara says, 1 second, so Elamai, you want to prove that they do know things? So then why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell them anything? Elamai, diyadi, Elamai, the Gemara says, what do you want to say? Diyadi, that they do know things? So lamalei lamemar lahu. Why should Moshe Rabbeinu tell him anything? And the Gemara says, "La'achzuke le'tivuzu le'Moshe," so that they should be able to say thank you to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hashem was setting up Moshe Rabbeinu to get a thank you from the Avos. But what we see is that the dead are aware of what happens on this world, and therefore we do have the minhag to put our tzitzis in and not to wear, obviously, tefillin in the Beis HaKvaros. Amar v'Yitzchak. Whoever talks about a mace, talking derogatively, it's like you're talking about derogatively about a stone. There are those that say because they don't know what's going on, so it doesn't affect them at all. They do know, but they don't care. But they don't care. Imagine imagine you're able to understand the language of the monkeys. And you go to the zoo and two monkeys are talking to each other. Ha, look at that guy behind the glass. He's got a funny nose. Like, I don't care what they say. But, once you're in the next world and you see the truth about everything and you see how false this world is, then you don't care what people say anymore. Famous story with the Avram ben Avram, the Ger. Was it with him? Forget who it was with, but the person who was putting him to death said, I hope you're not going to take revenge on me. No, it was Avraham Avraham of the Ger. And he said, I hope you're not going to take revenge on me in the next world. He's like, are you kidding me? That's like, you're telling me like when we're kids and playing with a sandcastle, you broke my sandcastle. Like, by the way, don't take revenge on me. Like, I'm not going to take revenge on you because you broke my sandcastle. Like, when I'm in the next world, after having died, I'll be Kiddush Hashem. I'm not going to think about taking revenge on the guy who killed me. It's so trivial. So that's like this Gemara means. Okay? And obviously it's good to remember that. throughout life if somebody ever steals your parking spot. These things are so trivial. Yes, sometimes it's hard to remember that, but it's good to at least try to remember it. Aini says the Gemara, Rav Papa said, Chad, one person, Ishtoi Milsa Basrei Demar Shmuel. Ishtoi was talking Milsa about something, Basrei after Demar Shmuel, about Shmuel. In other words, he was saying derogative things about Shmuel after he passed away. The Nafel Kanya Mitalala, and a beam fell out of the Kanya's a beam, Mitalala, from the roof. Talala's a roof. Ubaza and split La Arnica de Muchye. La Arnica is a sack, de Muchye of his brain. So it means it split open his head. So, apparently, things do happen. The Gemara says, yeah, you're making fun of a Talmud, of a scholar. It's not the scholar who got upset. If you're making fun of a Tzurba Rabbanan, that's the Kutsha Berichu, Tava Bikare. That's Hashem taking standing up for Shmuel's Kavod. Tava demanding Bikare, his honor. But it's not the person himself. There, Hashem, Shmuel couldn't care less, but Hashem is doing it for him. Whoever talks badly about the mitasan, in this case, it's they say on the side over here, mitasan is I would have translated if not for the side after the progeny with a G of Tamidei Chachamim. So, but they say on the side over here that it means, the Gilead says that it means whoever talks and slants them badly. How does art school translate the word mitasan?
Memory.
What?
Memory.
The memory.
Memory disparages okay. The memory of a Torah scholar.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I would have translated somewhat slightly like that. I would have said like mitasan meaning the bed, meaning their children. But okay, you could say memory, and on the side it says...
It translates as a buyer.
Oh, okay, fine. Mitos and mamish, like a coffin. Interesting. Okay. So far we have four pshatim on this word, mitosin. Okay. So if somebody who speaks badly about it, neifel begenim, he will fall in gehenim. Shenemra, as it states in the pasuk, now we have to start from the beginning of the vahamatim akal kaloisam, those who are matim, who twist and who divert akal kaloisam, some information to the bad. In other words, you could take something and take it for the good or take it for the bad. So if you're matim, if you twist it or if you move it, you slant it, a calculation to the bad, Yolichem Hashem Espoyel Ha'oven Shalom Al Yisrael. Hashem will take that person to Espoyel Ha'oven. Afilu, in the Gemara translates, it says, Afilu, even B'shash Shalom Al Yisrael, even at the time that there's everybody else is at peace, Yolichem Hashem Espoyel Ha'oven, Hashem will take these people who to Espoyel Ha'oven to Gehenim. And we're translating it as v'hamatim akakalosim, those who slant things to the bad. They're machriya, Rashi says they're machriya to the choiv. Instead of dan lekaf schus, they're being dan lekaf choiv. Everything they take, they're slanting it to the bad. So Hashem will yalicham Hashem espalev, and Hashem will take those bad people to Gehenim, even b'shas shalom al Yisrael. Even b'shas that everybody else is doing good or he's good, he'll have to go through Gehenim. Famous Gemara. If a person sees Tamar Chacham that is violating an Avera by night, Al Tahar Akrav B'yayim. Do not suspect, do not think badly about him during the day, the next day. Shema Asa Tshuva. Perhaps, in the meantime, he did Tshuva. Gemara, so your person's in Jewel, and he sees the Tamar Chacham, well, I shouldn't say Jewel, because they don't really have to, he sees somebody buying an improper thing, or something like that. Don't think badly. It's probably, he did tshuva by now. Gemara says, Shema Sakadaito? Shema Sakadaito? You think only, maybe he did tshuva? Ela Vada Yasa Tshuva. Rather, for sure he did tshuva. People could slip up. So if you see somebody, Atam Chacham, slip up, don't think anything badly about him. Because by now he did tshuva. Some say, of course, as a joke, but Shema Asa Tshuva. Tshuva meaning, in this case, like, he wrote a tshuva to explain how what he did was mutter. But, the pasuk pshat obviously is Shem Asa Tshuva. He definitely did Tshuva. V'hani mila, the Gemara says Bidvarim. That is Bidvarim Shebegufay. That is Bidvarim Shebegufay. Aval, that is only an averus between him and Hashem. Aval b'mamayna. But if a person sees a Talmid Chacham stealing or acting improperly or whatever, then ad d'mahad d'mare. Then until you have confirmation that he returned the item to its owner, you can suspect him of stealing and things like that. If you see him doing something improper. What?
Why only a Talmud Chacham? Shouldn't this apply to everybody?
No, because if a person sees a regular person doing an Avera...
So you assume that he's a bad person?
So
why can't you assume that he...
So Dan Lekav Schus is, you can't put blinders on your eyes. You can't see somebody, you know, violating this aver and that aver and say, oh, he's a great guy, he probably did tshuva every time. If the guy is a Tam, I would say over here, Tam Chacham doesn't necessarily only mean, I would say, yeah, Tam Chacham means a person who is, who has, you know, a good track record of being a you know, involved in Torah and things like that. So then we can assume that even if he slipped, he's gonna get back up. But a regular person that doesn't necessarily have a track record. So then if a person sees him sin, now we're not talking about where maybe he sinned, maybe he didn't sin. We know 100% he sinned.
Well, maybe when they're talking about Talmud Chacham, that means someone, because most of the people, they're Amayaris, maybe they don't know. So you can say, oh, they're true because they don't know.
Well, no, it sounds like it's an Avera. And you don't have, you see, Dan Lekav Schus is only if it's, there's a reason to be Dan Lekav Schus or whatever. But if you know 100% that he did an Avera, why?
It's like, you know,
so many
Jews today, like, they don't know what...
I hear what you say, but I don't think that's the part over here. I mean, you're right. If you can assume that he doesn't know, then fine.
Because it could be, like, let's say you see, you know, eating at McDonald's or whatever. You can say, okay, he does tshuva or whatever.
Right.
If you see a regular Jew, okay, he doesn't know.
It could be, but I don't think that's the challenge. I hear what you're saying. And definitely, if you say that... if you say that there is that class of people that don't know. I think that the Gemara is referring to the people in the middle and saying that if you see them for sure doing avera, there's no reason to suspect that they automatically did tshuva. That you could, there's no reason to down the kavskos that they did tshuva. Only a Talmud Chacham you can assume that he did tshuva. Now if the guy says that he did tshuva, then fine. That's a different story. But we're talking about assumptions and being down the kavskos. If you know for sure that he did an avera, and also we're not talking about, we don't know. If you see a guy at McDonald's, well, maybe he was using the bathroom, maybe he was getting a coffee, maybe he was, you know, playing on the face. Definitely did an avera. Exactly. With a bracha and everything. So and he doesn't have diabetes, and he's not. There's no guy with a gun under the table. So there's no excuses. But. Okay, Va'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bechav Dalin Mekayma is based in Menadin al Kvayram, New Gemara. Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bechav Dalin Mekayma is in 24 places in the Mishnayos. We see that based in where Menadin put a person in Chayram, Benidoy, al Kvayr Harav, because the individual acted improperly and in order to uphold the honor of the Rav. So there's 24 instances in Mishnayos that. We have 24 examples in the Mishnayos where people were put into Chayrem because of covered for Rav. The Kulan Shanina b'Mishnasenu, and they were all taught in our Mishnayos. So I should. It sounds like actually there were only 24 instances in history, and they were all somewhere in the Mishnayos. Amalei Rabbi Lezer says, Heicha, where is it? Where's the 24 places? Amalei, he said, Lechi Tishkach. Lechi, go, Tishkach, you find it. Nafak, he went out, Duck, he investigated, Va'ashkach, and he found Tlas. He only found three places. The first one is a Mishnah in Idios. Okay? He found HaMezalzel ben Netilas Yadayim. Somebody is Mezalzel in Netilas Yadayim. We'll see what the Mishnah is. VaHamesafer Achar Mitosen Shel Talmidei Chachamim. And somebody who talks derogatively about a Talmid Chacham, and again that word mitasan, four explanations. V'hamegis daite klapei maila, and somebody who becomes a balgayva klapei maila. So the Gemara is going to speak about all three cases. Hamasaper acha mitasan shel Talmid Chacham, somebody talks derogatively about a Talmid Chacham, and mayhi, what's that case? Detnan. Hu hayo emer, this is talking about Akavya ben Mahalalel, one of the greatest Tanoim that we have, said as follows. Ein mashkin loya sagiyoris. The halacha is that if a person suspects his wife of infidelity, of being unfaithful, so he's not sure about it, so he brings her to the Beis HaMikdash and she has to drink the Saita waters. Says Akavya ben Mahalalel in Adios that we do not allow a Giyores or a Shivcha HaMishchureres, a Shivcha who got freed, to drink the Saita waters.
Yeah.
He has a pasuk for it. It says in the parasha Bnei Yisrael. It says Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, and he says there's an extra to exclude an Eishes Ger. Stop, because there's a gossip. I don't think there's any reason. The Chachamim, I mean, the Chachamim say, Mashkin, you do. The Amr Lein, the Chachamim questioned him. Wasn't there a story of Maisa Shahaya that Maisa be Karchamis? Wasn't there a story with Karchamis, that was her name? Shivcha Mishchureres be Yerushalayim. Who was a Shivcha who was freed. I don't know why the Gemara had to record her name. Be Yerushalayim. Veheshkua, and the reason why I'm questioning is not because I'm anti-names of women, but rather because it's a funny, of all places, we don't want to record the name of, like, that was what she's remembered for. She's the Saita. All right. Veheshkua Shemaya Ve'Avtalion, and Shemaya Ve'Avtalion made her drink the waters. Ve'amal Em, and Akavim and Mahalal responded, Dugma Hishkua. The only reason they made her drink it was because they themselves were in a similar boat. They, Shemaya Ve'Avtalion, were B'nai Gerim, and therefore they didn't like this drusha of anti-Gerim, so that's why they made her drink. So Dugma, somebody like him, like them, they made drink. So because he was chutzpedik to Shemaya Ve'Avtalion, they put V'naduhu, they put Kaveh ben Mahalal in Cherem, V'umeis B'niduyov, and he died in this state of being in Cherem. V'saklu Beistin es Aroinai, and Beistin stoned his coffin. So we see that because he was chutzpedik, this is talking a misaper, because the Kaveh ben Mahalal was chutzpedik against Shemaya Ve'Avtalion, he was put into Cherem. That's case number one. What's case number two? This is a very next Mishnah in Adias. This is also a Mishnah in Pesachim. That story happened. The Kaveh ben Mahalalel was put into Cherem. The doors of the Azara did not close, and this is an expression. But the expression means on Pesach, when they used to have Klal Yisrael come and bring the Karban Pesach, so all of Klal Yisrael went into the Azara and they closed the door. So basically, it's just an expression that says that there was nobody in Klal Yisrael as great in wisdom, in Tahira, in Yerushet, like Akavi ben Mahalalel. So they would never have put him in Cherem. Ella es mi nadoi, who did they put into Cherem and stone his coffin? Es Elazar ben Chanoich, she pikbek ben Atilis Yidayim, that he was mezalzel. He acted improperly with regards to the whole takana of washing one's hands, and so they put him in cherem because he acted not properly to the chachamim about that netilas yadayim. Ukisha Mason, when he died, shalchu Beistin sent v'henichu evan gedela al arena. They placed a big stone on his coffin. The lamedcha to teach you shekol hamas nade, whoever gets put into cherem umeis b'niduyav and dies in cherem, in that state of being in cherem, Beistin soiklin es arena, Beistin stones the coffin. So that's case number two, where the Mishnah has discussed somebody who went into Cherem. And case number three is Amegis Daite Klape Maila, somebody who is a Balgaiva Klape Lamaila, what Maihi did nan. Shalach Le Shimon Ben Shetach, Shimon Ben Shetach sent to Choni Hamagal, the famous story with Choni, the circle drawer, where he drew a circle and he said, I'm not stepping out until you send rain. So Shimon Ben Shetach was unimpressed with the way he talked to Hashem. Tzarech Atali His Nadis, really I should put you in Cherem because you talked to Hashem improperly. You're not leaving until you... Yeah, until you're not leaving the circle until you send rain. And if it wasn't for the fact that you were choni, a great tzaddik, goizrani alecha nida, I would put you into cherem. Aval ma esa, what am I supposed to do? Sha'ata mischata lefneim hakam, you sinned in front of Hashem. Va'is lecha retzaincha, nevertheless, Hashem did what you wanted. Keben, just like Hashem loves you like a son, shemischata lefnei aviv, where he does something improper. Va'is lecha retzaincha, nevertheless, the father loves the kid so much that he sometimes listens. V'alecha kosev oimer, and on you, the pasuk says, Yismech avicha ve'imecha v'sokel yoladetecha. The father and the mother should be happy and joyous, the person who gave birth. But, so those are the three cases, though, that we have recorded in Mishnayos, where people were irrespectful, and because of that, they were put into, or almost put into, cherem. So there's only three cases. The Gemara says Vesuleka. There are other cases. V'ha'ika, the Tani Rabbi Yosef, there's a Rabbi Yosef taught in a Braisa, Tudais Ish Roimi, Hinhig Es B'nei Roimi La'achilin Gedim Mikulasin. There's a halacha in Maseches Pesachim that you're not allowed to eat a sheep which done in the fashion that they used to do it in the Beis Hamikdash for the Korban Pesach, which is roasted on a spit with its all the stuff around it. So mikulasa means armed. The reason why it's called armed is because it looks like, if you put it in the exact fashion that they used to do it, it looks like it's armed. So everything roasted, it's roasted whole, plus with the entrails outside of it. So there's a halacha that you're not supposed to do it, even though there's nothing wrong with it technically, but still it looks like the way they used to do the Korban Pesach, and therefore it looks like if you do it now and for your 4th of July barbecue, it looks like you're eating kutch and bechutz. So therefore they made a rule you can't eat it like that. However, this tudas ish roimi, tudas from Rome, was used to serve that in Rome. On the night of Pesach. Shimon ben Shetach. Again, Shimon ben Shetach sent him a message. If it wasn't for the fact that you were the great Tudus, I would put you into Nido, into Cherem. Because you are feeding Klal Yisrael what looks like Kachim outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, you're right, but that's a Braisa. We wanted, the reason why he didn't count that was because it wasn't a Braisa, it was recorded in a Mishnah. The Mishnah say Nukam Rinan. We wanted things that were recorded in a Mishnah. Vaha, and this is Braisi, and that is a Braisa. The Gemara says, there's no other Mishnah? Uvim Masdis and Leka, you couldn't find any other Mishnahs. You only found three Mishnahs that talk about somebody who was put into Cherem. Vaha Ika, the following Hadat Nan, the following case, the famous case where Rabbi Laza and the Chachamim had Gemara Bava Metziah, where they argued back and forth and Rabbi Laza says, if I'm right, let the river flow backwards. It flew backwards. Let the tree fall in. Let the base medrash fall in. Baskol came out. And finally, he continued to argue until they put him into Cherem. So, they were arguing about the following Mishnah. That's not Chatu Chulias. If you have an oven, a clay oven, and you slice it into slices, and you place sand in between it, and you re-cement the oven together, is that considered a full oven, or is it considered broken that it's tahar? So the nan chatu chulias, if you cut it into slithers, v'nasan chol ben chulia lechulia, and you place sand in between. So imagine like one of those cement rings, and like you slice it, and now it's like a bunch of cement rings lying on top of each other, and then you put real cement chol in between each of those rings, right? You have the picture. So you know those big cement tubes, you know, sometimes you see like the concrete tubes. So that's what the oven used to look like. And you slice it into slices. So now you have a bunch of rings. And then you glue them together. Is that considered a broken oven or a complete oven? That's the machlekes. So Rabbi Elezer, Metar, Rabbi Elezer says, no, it's considered a broken oven, therefore it is tahar. The Chachamim, no, it's considered a fixed oven, and it's metamen. They say it's tamer. V'zehu tanura shel achnoi. And this is the tanur of snakes. My achnoi, why of snakes? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur Malamet Shehekifuhu Alachas Kachnoi. They twisted Alacha like a snake, Zevetimuhu, in order to be metameit. So in other words, Rabbi Lazar felt he was right. And according to the strict letters of the law, Rabbi Lazar was right that this tanner is tahar. However, the Chachamim, for whatever reason, wanted to be metameit, and therefore, they were metameit. V'tanya, and they said that they argued and argued and argued, and again, they have the whole story in Bava Metziah. And on that day, they brought in all the tahiris that Rabbi Lazar was metahir based on his psak, and they burnt it in front of him. And in the end, they blessed him, which is euphemistically meaning put him into cherem. So, question mark, we see that there is another instance, that, and that was a Mishnah. We see there's another instance that we have where we put somebody into cherem, and this one was a Mishnah. Well, the Gemara says, you're right. The first part of that was a Mishnah. But these last parts, where they put him into Cherem, that was a Braisa. Afilu achi nidui b'masnisin loitanan. The fact that they put him into Cherem, nidui, but they put him into Cherem, was b'masnisin loitanan, was not recorded in the Mishnah. So we wanted 20, he said he only found three places that in the Mishnah it was recorded that they put the person into Cherem. So the Gemara says, okay, so what did Rabbi Yeshua mean at the beginning of this Gemara when he said there are 24 places in the Mishnayos that they put people into Cherem? Ela b'choftal becomes Hecha, where is it? You only found Hecha Mishkachesla. Where do you find 24 places? You only found three. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when he said the word 24, was Medam Milsa Lamilsa. You're right. There are only three explicit cases in the Mishnayos where a person was put into Cherem for being talking disparagingly against the Talmud Chacham. And the three that were recorded just now from Zilzal Netilas Adayim, from the case of Saita. But there's only three cases explicitly. But Rabbi Shimon Levi, when he said 24, compared the language and the, used in those Mishnayos against the Rabbanim and or the severity of the fight, and he said those other places also, it was roy for them to be put into Cherem. So you're right, there are only three explicit cases, but there are 24 cases that should have been put into Cherem. But Rabbi Lazar, who said, I only found three, is Loimadam Muslim, so he did not compare cases. He says, I only found three explicit cases, and therefore there are only three cases. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, fine, but you should learn from there that there's technically 24 cases. All right, continuing on. Noisei hamita v'chilufehen. The people who are carrying the coffin and those that are switching it. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa that records, Ein v'tzi nasa mesa samach l'kriya shema, we do not take out a body, we do not start a funeral next to Kriya Shema, next to the time of Kriya Shema, so that people will not miss the time of Kriya Shema. But if you start it for whatever reason, then Ein mafsik, and you don't stop. And he says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, by Rabbi Yosef's funeral, of Kuhu Samach L'Kriya Shema, we took him out right before the time of Kriya Shema, and people had to miss Kriya Shema. And the Gemara says, you're right, Adam Chashev Shani, for a very honorable person, then we change the rules.
How long were the
Levi's? Well, Levi's could be long. And apparently, because of this, the people missed this Man Kriya Shema. So the Gemara is saying, we try not to do it, but for an Adam Chashev, we'll do it. Shelefnei hamita v'shela achar hamita, those that are before the coffin, those that are after the coffin, tarabon and ha'uzkin behesped, those that are involved in the eulogy. Bizman shahameis muta lefneihem, if the dead body is right there. So, slowly but surely, so repetitiously, one at a time, nishmatin echad ve'echad, you leave one at a time, the Karen, and you read Kriya Shema. So nobody's walking anywhere. Everybody's at the hesped. So then, one at a time, you leave. I remember by Rav Shmuel Berenbaum's Levaya, it was packed in Yerushalayim. And I was standing, of course, over there is a bit different. I mean, you have 150,000, 200,000 people smashed together. So one or two people leaving is not a big deal. But I had a minion behind us, and nonstop people were leaving the Levaya, davening Mincha, and coming back. So Echad, Echad, you Karen, you read one at a time. You slip away. You don't, the whole Tzibur doesn't daven together. But once in a while, during the Hesped, some people leave, then they come back, then other people leave. Ein ha-meis mutu l'fneihem, if the mace is not there, they're just having a Hesped like we had over here in Chicago and all over the city for Aaron Leib Steinman, we had over here in Aguda, we had 400 or 500 people come. So that's a Hesped, but he's not there, so then they should take a break. Hein yoshev in v'kairin, so then the people should sit and read Kriya Shema. V'hu yoshev, and the person who's actually sitting Shiva, v'doyim should stay silent. Hein ma'imdim v'mispalim, then everybody should stand up and daven. V'hu amedu matzdik alav, so then he should stand and say barabim, and he should do tzidur kadin. V'ayimer, he should say as follows. Rebbeinu Olam, master of the world, har bechatasi levenecha, I sinned a lot before you. V'leinu v'reisim v'mena echa min elephant, you did not pay me back even one of a thousand of what I deserve. Yiratzen, it should be your will, mefanecha, Hashem alakeinu, shetigdor pirtzei, saying that you should seal up our breaches. U'paratzei, u'pirtzei, kol amcha beis Yisrael, and all of the, holes in the fences, the breaches of amcha beis Yisrael, barachamim, in your great mercy. Amar Abaya, loy mi bo'i leila inish lemei marachi. It's not proper for a person to say this. Dom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish v'chein tana mishmeid Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, and it was said also in the name of Yossi, lo'i lemal yiftach adav piv l'satan. A person should not, open his mouth to the satan, meaning he should not say that I deserve more or things like that. A person shouldn't say shouldn't talk. This is different than Ayin Hara. But a person should not give mouth to the satan. Don't, talk about car accidents and things like that. This is why people are careful. They don't like to use the word cancer and things like that. They say, yanamachle, they say in Yiddish. That's sickness. They don't like to talk. It's a carefulness that people have because of this Gemara. Al yiftach piv l'satan. A person should not open his mouth to the satan. You don't like to talk about a person you have a, people say, I'll die or whatever. People don't like to talk like that because of this Gemara. V'am Rav Yosef Maikra, what is the pasuk that supports this? Shenemar, kimat kisdoim ha'yinu. A person who's saying, we are almost like Sdoim. And what does the Navi respond? Im ha'adali Navi, kshimu d'vay Hashem, ketzinei Sdoim. The people are almost like Sdoim. So they set themselves up for being called like Sdoim. The Gemara says, if they're able, it sounds like from the Mishnah that if you're able to finish the entire Kriya Shema in, then you read the entire Kriya Shema. But if you're only able to finish one parak or one pasuk, have a parak echad or pasuk echad, then you shouldn't start. However, a brisa does not say like Veramina will ask a steer. It says kivrus meis, they're in the middle of burying the body, the chazru, and they're returning from the funeral. If they're able to finish, to start and finish afilu perik echad, even one perik or even one pasuk, the first pasuk echad, so then you should do that. So the Gemara says, okay, that's what our Mishnah means also. Our Mishnah as well is saying that. If it says, if you're able to finish, it didn't mean finish the whole thing. It means, if you're able to finish it before you reach the line where they're going to stand and wait for the Avelim to pass, then yes, but if it's so short away that you won't even be able to finish one, you're only able to finish properly one Pasuk, then lo, yaschilu, you should not start. That's what it sounds like, yeah. That's what it sounds like. Right. By the way, when I was looking up your Shaila yesterday, so I found that remember I was saying yesterday that there was a discussion amongst the Rishonim whether or not a person who is doing a one mitzvah, if he is allowed to do another mitzvah, if he could do both. So we talked about tzitzis, and somebody brought up that while you're watching the mace, you're not really involved. So the Ran actually brings a raya from there that it doesn't matter. Even if you're not involved, so long as you're doing it, that's what I was saying yesterday, like when I was davening Pesukah Dezimra, it's not going to disturb my concentration to go ahead and give a dollar. But Alpha Beacon, since I'm doing one mitzvah, I do not have to stop and do another mitzvah. The proof is from this case of guarding. That's the Ran's proof from this case. So the question yesterday was actually his proof. Okay, ha'aymdim b'shura. How did that come up? Oh yeah, because we're saying that with guarding, it sounds like it's one the mitzvah of guarding the mace, and there's the mitzvah of the burial. But while you're walking back to the shura, yeah. Ha'aymdim b'shura. If somebody's standing in line, tanarban and shura haraya pnima, the ones who see the inside. So let's say you have, it's a small avaya, or you're the ones who are the really inside, you're patura, then you're pater, because you're involved in the mitzvah of comforting the mourners. V'she'ena roya panima, if you're standing way back, you're at a avaya with 150,000 people, so then you're not being the ones there, then you could go ahead, chayav, it's your chayav. Rabbi Huda Amar, habay machmas ha'eval, Rabbi Huda gives a different measuring thing. If you're coming, machmas ha'eval, if you're coming there for the mourners, so then you're paturin. You're doing a mitzvah. Machmas atzman, if you're coming just to be part of the action, you're not coming to give cover or comfort the mourners, so then you are taka chayev. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, hamoitzi kilayim bebigdoy. If somebody finds kilayim in his suit, poishtan, you have to take it off, afilu b'shuk, even if one is in public. You got to take off your clothes, even barabim. This is one of my great regrets. In my life, well, a person came over to me in front of the shul, in my shul, and he shows me his suit, 50% wool, 38% linen. So I'm like, quickly take off your jacket and run to the bathroom and take off your pants. And I feel bad to this day. I should have told him, take off your pants right here in front of the shul. I greatly regret it. But it's a forish gemara. Hamoitzi klaim a big day. Poishtan, you have to take it off. Afilu b'shuk. My taima ain chachma v'ain tvuna v'ain eitzel l'negad Hashem. Because there is no chachma. There's no kavod. There's no tvuna. There's no understanding v'ain eitzel l'negad Hashem. If that's what the halacha is, that's the halacha. I is going to be embarrassed. Okay. There's no inyan of kavod habrias if it's nogeya and isur di oraisa. So kol makim sheyesh chilul Hashem. Anytime that there is chilul Hashem, ein cholkin kavod l'rav. One does not give kavod to a rav and to anybody. If it's an issue of a real deraisa, there's no such thing as kavod abrias.
It seems from over here that with shatness, every second you're over.
Yes, and every second you're over.
Iser.
Correct. That is correct.
Otherwise,
and Gemara is going to say it's considered a loisa, even though you're not doing it. You're already wearing it. The fact is that it started with a maisa. It's considered as if you're violating it. Bekum va'ase. It's as if you're. It is as if you are actively violating it, even though in order to you have to take it off. But it's considered as if you're actively violating it. Famous story in Hannah, not famous actually, it's not famous, but the story in Hannah Sachs, a girl came over to Rabbi Zucker and said, I see this girl right in front of me is wearing a suit, whatever, a sweater, which I wanted to buy, but I looked it up and it's pure shatness, so should I tell her? So Rabbi Zucker said, tell her to go to the bathroom. So we were like, in Ishka, mechadesi, the halacha is, you have to tell her to take it off right there. It's not sneezing, Rabbi Zucker, close his eyes, it's not a big deal. So Lamaisa, she's no heter to go to the bathroom. And Tznius doesn't override this either. So she'll be in a, there's a bunch of girls around, even if it was boys. I'm saying you can't wear Shabbos.
The person should walk around naked?
Yeah. That's the halacha, even a girl. So we asked the Rizukah. He's like, listen, it's true. But if I were to tell her, go to the bathroom, she'd be like, really? Are you sure? And I'd have to explain it to her. I'd have to show it to her. It'd take me 10 minutes. She'd be wearing the suit for 10 minutes. She'd be wearing the sweater for 10 minutes. This way, she runs to the bathroom. It takes 2 minutes. So it's much faster to tell her to go to the bathroom. Now. So... My time, so come back, come she is chalosh and inchal gagor v'lev. Meisvei frank the gemara cover with some meis bechazru. The if while they're burying a dead body, the avelim are returning from the levaya. Ulefneim beis drachim, and there are two paths. Echas tahir v'echas tamei, one tar, one tamei, and we have kohanim accompanying the avelim back home. Ba b'tahira, if the guy goes on the tar path, then great, bo nima, go with him. B'tahira, ba b'tamei, even if he goes on the non tar path, bo nima, you should go with him. B'tameya mishum kivayde, because of his honor. Amai lema in chacham evin tvinul neged Hashem. All right, we'll have to stop over here, but that is, we'll continue with Shem tomorrow.